I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1482, Shower Power. Let me ask you a question. Where and when do you hear the Lord speak to you the best? Now, let me be clear. I don't mean how does God speak to you the best. I mean, for some, it's through music. They just love worship music. For some, it's word. I mean, getting into the deep study of the word or just prayer in general. But I'm talking about not how, but where is the voice of the Lord the loudest and clearest to you? I've said before that for me, the most beautiful intimacy with God that I experience, the most obvious direction that God is giving me, comes when I'm on vacation, when I'm not doing what I'm normally doing, going through my day, checking off my checklist. One time I was sitting on the beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I had my toes in the sand, sun on my face, waves lapping a few yards away, and I got a clear word from the Lord that changed the direction of ministry at Highline. But there was another place. Maybe it happens to you too. It's called Shower Power. God in the bathroom. Let's talk. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments. Jesus said they are to love God and to love others. Not just casually, once in a while, here and there, now and again, but with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to make sure that that love toward God also is reflected in how we love our neighbor. So let's get a few things straight. I don't think that God waits until I'm on vacation at the beach or waits until I'm naked in the shower before his spirit wants to speak to my spirit. No, I think something else is going on, and I bet you know what it is. It goes back to Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. It doesn't say, stay busy and know that I am God. It doesn't say, scroll more on your phone in endless distraction and know that I am God. It says, be still. James Clear wrote, the reason people get good ideas in the shower is because it's the only time during the day when most people are away from their screens long enough to think clearly. The lesson is not to take more showers, but rather to make more time to think. And for him, it's about thinking, but for me, it's about a relationship with God. It's about you being in an intimate encounter, a daily walk with God, where, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, as the old hymn says. Podcast family, this is not about telling you what you don't already know. It's about getting you to do something about what you already know to do. Because the truth is, transformation won't happen with more information alone, more illumination. No, transformation happens with intentional habits put in place to become the people of God that we're called to be. It's a daily walk. It's you and I putting ourselves through how we live our life in the place for the Spirit to do His transformative work. And that's in the nitty-gritty. That's in the place we put our bodies, what we put into our minds, where we go with our feet, what we say with our mouth, the whole ball of wax. So when do you most hear from the Lord? That's the great question. And then why do you think that's the case? Why do you think the Lord is clearest to you in that place? And what can you do to make that more the rule than the exception? Let's pray. Father, in the midst of our busyness and distraction, we just want to stop and acknowledge that you're sovereign and your majesty is worth worshiping. God, would you teach us to be still in your presence, to be quiet, to not always have the noise around us, focusing our hearts on that instead of on you? And in the stillness, let us find a deep awareness of your amazing grace, your unending love, and your supreme power. God, may your peace fill our soul and calm every anxious thought. God, we surrender our worries to you, our distractions, our concerns, knowing that you are in control of all things. We seek your face. Grant us the strength to resist the pull of all the distractions around us. Open our eyes to see your truth and our ears to hear your gentle whisper in the chaos of life. Lord, thank you for the promise that you'll always be with us. We trust you, Lord. We want to hear your still small voice. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1483. In the meantime, the magnetic pull of distractions are only going to get worse, not better. I heard someone say today that the average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds, and the average attention span for us is 8 seconds. Yikes. The problem is not that God isn't speaking to us, that He's not trying to lead us or get our attention. The problem is we want it quick, bite-sized bursts, down and dirty, and God wants us to stop and slow down and give Him our full intention. Let's try setting with God, not talking to God, but setting with God, being still and knowing that He is God. You might try it for an hour. If that's still too long, well then go for some shower power.